So here's some last minute hints and tips for the Unit 5 exam. And you're nearly there. This is your final exam for biology. For some of you, it's your final exam of A levels, full stop. And you did it, you survived. Unit 5, you're probably more scared of that one than you were of Unit 4. And there's really no reason to feel nervous just because it's synoptic. The paper is divided into two sections. You've got 60 marks available for pure Unit 5 stuff, and then you've got 30 minutes available for questions based on the pre-release material. So you're actually being examined a little less on pure Unit 5 than you were on pure Unit 4. What this means is that you can probably take all the bits that are in the pre-release material related to Unit 5 and be fairly confident that they're going to ask you about, for example, functional MRI in the pre-release material rather than in the first section. You've got an hour and 45 minutes, so you're back to having slightly more time available than marks, so you shouldn't be rushed. I would advise you to spend a mark a minute on the first section, so an hour, no longer, on the first bit, and then spend 45 minutes on the 30 marks of the pre-release section. It's synoptic, so you are expected to be able to recall things from AS and the other parts of A2. This means they could ask you to define a protein, they could ask you to explain condensation and hydrolysis. They could ask you to talk about differential gene expression. They could ask you to talk about inheritance, do a Punnett square, all of these things. But at the end of 2 years, much of this should be coming as second nature to you. And if you stop and think about it, you can do it, which is why you need that extra 15 minutes thinking time. If the question is bothering you on the second section, try and shield the bits talking about the quotes and focus on what may be the gist of the question, because you could get confused because it makes some reference to a quote in one of the paragraphs, and then on a separate paragraph they ask you to actually answer the question. So keep in mind that. Try and figure out what they're actually asking you about because it's probably quite a general question. Okay? Keep your cool on this one. The Unit 5, if temperature was the thing that overarched Unit 4, then I think it's safe to say energy is the big thing for Unit 5. So you want to be able to make sure you know about your ATP, you know about your transport across membranes, you know about pumps, you know about channels, because you're going to be asked about them in reference to respiration, muscle contraction, and indeed generation and propagation of action potentials. So it's really important you get to grips with the energy and think about where they might be trying to make crossovers. Remember, a muscle won't contract unless it has a stimulus to do so from a motor neuron. So think about what's going to go on at the synaptic junctions, think about the calcium ions, and think about the sarcoplasmic reticulum, and try and make the links. We've been making some of the links as we've gone along. They will probably be giving you unfamiliar situations to check if you can make the links. Please do not get confused about enzymes. If I had a pound for every time someone incorrectly identified ATP synthase, I probably wouldn't need to teach you. So please remember what it looks like. Please remember what its function is. Please remember that, contrary to the rather phallic shape of ATP synthase, the protons go in the what you might perceive to be the wrong direction. And just think about how energy is generated by pumping the protons into the intermembrane space and then allowing them to diffuse back again. Keep your cool, answer the questions you know you can ace first, then go on to the difficult ones, and you'll finish in time. Good luck, guys.